Okay, we're in Resh Nun Tes, Sif Gimel. I expect the day after Rosh Hashanah would be the strongest day in Yeshiva. Between the boys that went away, you know, that are in that are far away. No, I don't know, but... Anyway, we're up to Resh Nun Tes, Sif Gimel. We're talking about being Mishana Mitztaka Litztaka, about changing things. And Resh Nun Tes is interesting because it seems to be a steerer to Siv Gimel, seems to be a steerer to Siv Beis. The basic rule we had is that in order to change from one stucker to another, we have to estimate the das of the person who did the donation. We have to be able to assume that the donor meant for this type of shinui to take place. And also in Siv Beis, we had our rule that Mailam B'Kedusha V'Meirim, that you can't go down. Level of Kedusha can only go up and not go down. And therefore, Siv Gimel seems to be something of an issue. Let's see Siv Gimel, and then we'll try to understand it. First, the halacha. Yisrael shesnadev ner oy menorah lebeis haknesses. A Jew gave a donation of neiros or a candelabra to the shul. Im nishtakei Hashem b'aleha me'aleha. If it's forgotten who the donor is, Shane the Kras al Shemai, people no longer are saying, oh, this is Yitzchak's donation. You're allowed to change it. Afilu lidvar harishus. Now there's a problem.
It's hanging up.
Now what do you change?
That's what it sounds like. It's hanging. You have a menorah hanging with candles. And you're going to change it now for a different candelabra. You're going to sell the right? The shul sells the right to donate something. So if the owner's name is still known, people know this and this person did it, so he can't be Mishana. That's a type of you're stealing from him. He gave it al Das Kain.
Unless it's a term taught for a period.
Unless you made up a term, okay. If you made up originally a time, Nachinami. But then it says, you might have that to be Mishana, that filled Varishus. What does it mean, that filled Varishus? We said, Ma'ala B'Kedusha V'Meridin. You can only go up in Kedusha, not go down.
Someone
take it home, or they'll hang it in the county clerk's office, whatever. They'll put it. What does the varishus mean? You tell me. Maybe the shul will sell it, and somebody will have it in this house. They'll sell it. Maybe you could argue that the money gets the kedusha. It says you're allowed to be mishana that fill it varishus. Or maybe they'll give it to the rabbi.
What's the
give it to the rabbi. You know,
what's the
candle out.
What's the Ramah saying? Ramah saying,
even if the donor objects.
So what's the situation? I mean, people forget, but the donor's there and he's screaming.
Oh, the donor remembers, yeah. The donor gave it, and he gave a bookcase, and then I want to get a new bookcase, and I take the old bookcase and give it away as a gift. What? No, pretty close. Okay. We'll see the shach in a second. Okay. If you're loy nishtakei shayim ba'alei ha'me'alei ha'alei. If the name of the owner is not forgotten, then ein yichayel l'shanayis l'advar harishus. You can't change it to dvar harishus. Av dvar mitzvah yichayel l'shanayis. You can change it from one dvar mitzvah to another dvar mitzvah. Okay, we'll get to the second year. We'll turn the page later. It turns out a guy gave it.
Okay.
What? Then it's like nishtakei Hashem. Then it's like nishtakei Hashem b'aylam. Right, because it's his time. Okay, in order to understand this sif, we have to divide it into two sets of dinim. There's dinei chayshin mishpat din, that a person donated something and he has a right to it. The Ramah later at the end of the sif brings the custom to put the name of the donor on it, the little plaque or the chaykik it, that the donor can make sure it's loy nishtakei Hashem b'aylam. If he's chaykik his name, he wants it to stay. So then the name is not forgotten. So that's a nice shiloh. We had this shiloh. All right, we're saying, let me just again be magdim. There are two dinim. There's dini yisiv v'heter, that you're not allowed to be in the ma'alam b'kayish v'alayim ha'ridin. That has nothing to do with chayshu mishpat. That's a din, if you have a ritzua for your shal reish, you're not allowed to change it to a ritzua for a shal yad. Because the shal reish has bigger kedushin than the shal yad, ma'alam b'kayish v'alayim ha'ridin. It has nothing to do with Dina Chayshim Mishpat or Bailim. That's one din of din yisvehet. Then there's a second separate set of dinim, which is chayshem mishpatik dinim. Somebody made a donation. He spent money. He did it al das, whatever he did it. So you're not letting, you're stealing from him. If he gave it al das atzmai, so you're taking away from him. So that's a chayshem mishpatik dinim. Two totally separate dinim. And that's the din of nishtakei hashem v'aylam. Now the Ramah at the end of the sif is going to say that if the name of the owner is etched into it, Kozman Shashem Balea Chokukawa Kalim Shanasa Lainishtake Hashem Bailam. We'll misupik if somebody donated something in the 1960s and he put his name on it. And he donated it to a shul on Crown Heights. And now the shul is in Flatbush. And no one heard of the fella. No one heard of him. The name is on it. Is that called Nishtake Hashem Bailam or not? Is that called? Do you want to be Mishanet? Can we change the Shem Bailim or not change the Shem Bailim from the item?
That situation, the
Shem's
on the plaque, so
it knows it is. Who knows him? You know, it says his name. So
that's not the
Shem, but that's
the
name. That's not Nishkeh. Nishkeh Shem Bailim means a name, even though you can't attach it to a person?
Yes, I assume so.
So I'll tell you, we had the shaila here in shul. You moved all the plaques from one shul to the next. It's not clear that you have to, but okay. You moved the plaques. No, but you moved the plaques. But you had a new aron, or did you move the old aron when you moved the shul? Just plaques. Okay. We have in Tervidas. We have in the back of a printbook in my classroom. They hung up with the plaques from I think from the Tervidas of. And Aliasburg, I tell you. So we have in the back all the plaques with all the names. I mean,
they
put the plaques up also. So I don't know that they're obligated to do that. See, a plaque is a little different. Here we have an item that has a name on it. And you want to be Mishana. Just the plaque, so I guess it depends what the deal is when the plaque is put up. So I don't know. But. Yeah, the name is there, and the Bailam is Nishtakeya, right. So, it's good. So we have here, actually, the Klafim that we have, the Haftarah Klafim, and most of them were changed already, but we have Klafim that are from the Good Israel of Crown Heights, Taka from the 60s. And when it closed, the Klafim went first to a Pirche here in the 1980s, and then eventually made its way to us. So we had klafim. Now some of the klafim were already in bad disrepair. We just wrote new ones. The question is who they belong to. I mean, it wasn't one shul that closed up. They gave it to another aguda, and they gave it to another aguda. So it's here. Sefer Torah that way. A klafim may be around. I'll tell you what happened. So there are a few that we had to have redone that we felt they weren't in bad shape. They just. Some of them, the page they were turned to for a long period of time, that column became bad. So somebody gave money to refurbish it and to put on a new mantle because the old mantle was very old. So the question was what to do with the names on the mantle. On the mantle it said the name of the person who paid to write it. So we had this shaila, is that called Nishtakei Hashem Bailam or not Nishtakei Hashem Bailam? So we ended up doing is making a new mantle. And on the back, we wrote Nichtav Mitchila Li'ili Nishmas. It was originally written Li Nishmas, so we put the name of Mesupik. It's a strange thing. About 10 years ago, we get a phone call. The person who originally wrote some of them was tracing them down. He's tracing them down. And he says, "Oh, they're mine." So I told him, "Look, we'll have to go to a Beis Din. I don't know if they're yours or they're not yours. We'll go ask a shayla, they're yours, we'll give it back to you, but I don't know if they're yours." So at the end he said, "Are they being used?" He said, "They're being used regularly." He said, "If they're being used regularly, keep them. I just thought they're sitting around." And, whether that was his original machshava or not, I don't know. But that's what he said. So at the end he was meichel. But I was thinking, I was misupik teshtakeh Hashem Bailim, they're gone. But you know, they can make a phone call and they can reappear. You know, it's my klafim. Mitaka has the name of his Zayda on it. What? Baharug Baraglov, okay. So I guess that's what the Ramah means. The Ramah says at the end of the Simon, if it's Chokuk, Shem Bailam Ala Kalim, So let me explain the shtakeh shem ba'ilim. Obviously, he means within the person was forgotten. If he wasn't forgotten, what's he talking about? He's talking chokuk shem ba'ilim, and it's called like the shtakeh.
This confuses me when he says that filu meicha hamisnati. He's got there screaming, and everybody says no, it wasn't you. I mean, what
do you mean?
How can we talk about that?
No, it's the shtakeh shem ba'ilim. No one knows he gave it.
But he's there screaming this. So are they saying you're a liar? Are they saying you're not true?
I mean, he's reminding everyone that he's the menadim.
I'm here. I'm saying it was me. I'm
Oichad.
You can't do it.
I can't answer you. I don't know. It's nice to be Moichad. So he makes it Oish Nishtakeya. That's what that's what Mendy's asking. In the first half, it says Nishtakeya Shembaim, you're allowed to be Mishanid. A filu a Moichad Misnadiv. He's Moichad, so then it's like Nishtakeya. No,
I don't think people are saying you're a liar. If he says he's coming up here, then they're saying, oh, it was him.
Isn't the same thing with
somebody's
name on a building?
Let me see. Yeah, name on a building. That's right, it's the name of the building. Once the name is on, it's like Nishtakeya. What he's asking is, what's the case of Nishtakeya? If the fellow's screaming, he's obviously like Nishtakeya. All right, so there are two parts. It's a Chayshim Mishpatik Adin. That the... What? Well, the person finally called. I mean, so maybe it's still Nishtakeya. Maybe. But at any rate, as I said, there are two dinims, the Chayshim Mishpatik din and Issevehet. The Chayshim Mishpat is the easier din to deal with, and that's the halacha that if a person is giving, that he has a Chayshim Mishpatik Kataina, as long as the item is still called Hashem Ba'ilim, he has a right to it. People are willing to pay for the covet of having their name on something. And for that reason, it's a Chayshim Mishpatik Adin. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about a shul, has an arin. And now they're upgrading the shul. They're making it nicer. And they want to make a nicer arin. So for a person who gave the original arin, he has his name on it. And he wants his name on it. And they're saying, no, I'm going to get rid of that Aaron. Take the Aaron home with your name on it, and we'll put on a new Aaron. So it's against the Aaron at home. So Ramesha writes two things. He writes, first of all, he has to have the first right to upgrade the Aaron and keep his name on it for whatever people are paying for it. And if he decides not to, he says you have to be mishtatev both names. You have to do, I guess, similar to what we did, that nichta mitchila al shem so-and-so. You have to have both names on the new aron. That's Ramesh's, I guess, a chayshim mishpatik psak, and that all has to do with the fact that people who give, they give that their name should be there. I don't know what's...
This one from somebody also,
basic Knesset, presumably. There is a basic Knesset, it's called tzedakah. Whether it's ma'aser, it depends. Tzedakah it is. According to the minig, it comes from ma'aser also. One thing that's not clear to me, is there a mila to keep your name on it if you donate something? Is a mila to have your name on it? Like God knows who gave it. It's a mila kapishmaya to put your name on something. I don't know. And there's a tshuvas harajba. What? It's hard to understand that God gives the schosim, not the people.
He
wants to keep it there. So you should keep on having the schosim, okay? So he's to put your name. It's funny because the shul will have an inferior thing because you're makbid to keep your name on it. The shul wants a nicer thing. I don't know. There's a tshuva Rashba that they always quote. The Rashba says, to put a plaque, he says, mefarsim in oisei mitzvah, you should put names. He says in the Beis Hamikdash, you bring some card. The Beis Hamikdash, they also had somebody's plaque on it. He says Shari Nikdar, we're called Shari Nikdar.
Well, he brings that there was a miracle.
Yeah, there may not have been a plaque, but he brings a card that in the Beis Hamikdash they also had the Shevis Hamisnadrim on things. Yeah. So Ramesha says you're allowed to upgrade, but you have to keep his name on it as well. So if he gave $20,000, someone's giving another $20,000, they're going to... So then you could... You're saying is he paid more than the Aaron. In other words, you pay for the Aaron. He really paid a larger amount of money for the covet of having his name on it. That's what you're saying, right? And he didn't give the cost to the yard, he gave more. So I don't know. I guess a cheshem mishpatei kashayla. It's hard to know what they're selling him exactly.
How do you sell covers? How much is it?
Are we talking about?
Okay. Yeah.
Are we talking about when there's still value for the item that was donated, and you're going to sell it and use part of the money for the new one, or it's completely devalued and now it's being replaced?
Well, the RNA, I assume, is being replaced. Most of our items don't have a resale value.
Right.
Ramesh's tomb is about an RN.
So, I mean, when a person gives whatever amount to an RN, it's assuming their name is going to be on it throughout its useful life. Once it has no more.
Yeah, if it fell apart and it's not useful, we'd agree. You gave a bookcase and the shelves are broken and it's warped, it's already falling apart. Sandy came and damaged it, I think everyone would agree. Question is, it's usable, and they want to make it nicer. They want to make it nicer.
You wouldn't
need the shame.
You will give the future, and then, you know, that's not sure.
If what?
If he wouldn't have his name, then you know,
not kind of question. Yeah, well, it doesn't matter if you would have given or not given. The Lamaisi he gave, Al-Gas's name would be there. Even if he would have given without it, but Lamaisi he gave with it.
No,
I don't know. I don't know how to answer the rabbi. Nothing is lo'ilam vayed. It's a strange thing. There's nothing lo'ilam vayed. There are two plaques in Torah V'Das that has an image of Menashe Stein, and the two says this sign will hang in Torah V'Das for eternity. So I don't know what eternity is exactly. You know, what does it mean? No, hang in Torah V'Das for eternity. Nothing's eternity. You know, even Velazhe wasn't eternity. It's a cheshmishpat halacha. If you sell someone the right to keep it there for eternity, so he has a right to keep it there for eternity. I don't know. The question is, how long is eternity? When everything on it fades and it's ugly, is it eternity? I don't know.
Okay.
You have to understand that in a yeshiva you have to give at least $500 to get something for eternity. You know, it costs money. Okay, let's get to the second half. The second half is the Issa V'Heter. What can you do with an old Aron? It's true. What do you do with it? You have to put it in Sheamus. What do you can do with an old Aron? Unless you find a shul that's going to take it. You find the shul that's going to take it, then you can do. The Taz's shita is an old aron that's not useful for an aron, you're allowed to use for a bookcase. My read in Biktusha, if it's not going to be used for the Milan. But nobody passed it that way. They all passed Gemal Biktusha, but I'm reading. That's a din iser, and you can't use it for anything else.
The safes have to be buried?
What?
That will use safes for an aron.
The safes? What are you going to do with the safes? We made it tonight. When we opened the shul publicly, I made a tanai that everything in the shul is nivnal tanai, that you can be mishana v'kedusha, and I don't know why everyone doesn't do it tonight. Tanai helps, the kuli helm. So we made a tanai in the shul because it brings the mechshalim. The old place where we were, it's an interesting story, we had just a safe. But someone found out that stolen in Borough Park, they were getting a new aron. So they got, I don't know how they transported it here, it was a long facade of the old aron, they brought it here, but they still wanted the safe. So the box part, it didn't come. I don't know, it stayed there or something. And we got just the facade, and we had it there on the mizrach wall by the safe. So it was very nice. And then we moved here. What are we going to do with it? So they had there an afternoon kollel there in the place that stayed for a while. So we just left it there. I don't know what happened to it at the end. I don't know, you know, it was to bury it, to break it up and bury it with Sheamus is an expense. Yeah, so I wondered, if you have just a facade, it's really not an aron. The aron upstairs that we have doesn't have kedusha, because this is safe, and the rest of it has kedusha based on knesses. It decorates the shul. But the wood doesn't hold, it's not attached, it's just a front, in front of the safe. So really, it's noy beis haknesses. It's the beauty of the shul. It's not really an aron. It's not. There's no box, wooden box that holds the aron. The safe should be the aron. That's the
thing.
In that case, you could. So here, I don't know, it came to us, one day I walked in, it was there, I suspect that in Stalin it was part of an Arid, part of a box, right? Until 30 years ago, nobody had safes, right? So I don't know, I don't know the story here. Let's get back to the halacha. What? A Sfarim Shank. Yeah, that's what I do at home. You should know, a Sfarim Shank in your house has a Kedusha. It's Tashmish Kedusha. Has to go with Sheamus. Well, what I did in my by us is I put in a couple English books just to be conveyed that it's not Kedusha. I once took CPR, my CPR book in there, and I think my old coin collection when I was a boy, you know, those books with pennies. I think it ends about 1979 or something. I'm always conveyed, the Tanai helps, I don't have to put anything there. But Rez Kedusha, now I put Dvarim Shalchal there. I put Dvarim Shalchal there to be Kaveya, that it's not, I'm not Magdish it. I want to be able to throw it out if when I get new ones. If I get new ones.
Somebody has built-in bookcases, and then they move, they sell the house with the bookcases. So that person has to worry about that?
Doesn't have to worry, just take care of it. Worrying doesn't mean. If bookcases are made for Svarim, are used only for Svarim, they have Kedusha.
If you sell them to
guys,
so it's a problem?
Yeah. Even if you don't sell it to guys, it's a problem. I know what you mean. Even if you don't sell it to guys, it's a problem. Even if you have it, you can't use it for Dvarim Shalchayim unless you make it tonight. Some people keep silver on one of their shelves or something, so then it's then the bookcase is not Tashmish Kedusha. You can sell it to Sfardim. The Chidah. The Chidah writes for Lashon Safik. I don't know if Paskins. The Chidah argues that the wooden cardboard covers to Svarim, they're the Tashmish Kedusha, and the book is the Tashmish to Tashmish. Mishabura doesn't Paskin that way. Mishabura, well, maybe it does Paskin that way. I'm sorry, Mishabura does Paskin that way. And let me step back. Let me give you the rules, and then we'll talk. Okay? There's the Gemara. The Gemara is a six-word Gemara. In Megillah, the second page of the Perek, the Mishnah talks about Ma'amad Yishav Alay Merin. On the first Amid Beis there, the Gemara says six words. Tashmishei Kedusha Nignazim, Tashmishei Mitzvah Nizrakim. Okay? Tashmishei Kedusha, things that are Mishamish Kedusha, have to be put in Sheamus. So it's Mishamish a Mitzvah Nizrakim, you're allowed to throw into the garbage. What are Tashmishei Kedusha? Kedusha is Svarim, Tefillin, and Mezuzos. That's Kedusha. Beis HaMikdash, time in the Beis HaMikdash. But today, Tashmishei Kedusha, Svarim, Tefillin, and Mezuzos. Some that's a Mishamesh for Svarim, Tefillin, and Mezuzos has to go in Sheamus. That's why Mezuzah cases, people put in Sheamus. The little bit of plastic that you put around the Mezuzah to protect it also should have to be put into Sheamus. Tashmishei Kedusha, let's talk first about Tashmishei Kedusha, Nignazim. There's a rule, Tashmishei Kedusha Nignazim, Tashmish to Tashmish, a secondary Tashmish, has no Kedusha. It's only Tashmishei Kedusha. One level of Kedusha goes in Sheamus, a Tashmish of a Tashmish is not. So if it's a second level Tashmish, it's not. So let's say you have your tefillin in a bag, and you have a plastic around the bag. The plastic is mishamish. It doesn't protect the tefillin, it protects the bag. So the plastic is nizrakin. The bag itself is a single tashmish. It's nignazin. Now people argue that the boxes that hold the tefillin are tashmish, and then the bag is a tashmish to tashmish. So that depends on the ritzuas. Machlekes Rashi and Taisvis. If Ritzuas are Tashmish Kedusha or Gufa Kedusha. Rashi says, since the Ritzuas are made in the Ois of a Yud and the Shalyad and the Dal and the Shalraish, so the Ritzuas themselves are considered Gufa Kedusha, and then the bag is a Tashmish, that's what we're knowing, that the bag is a Tashmish Kedusha, and the plastic around it is a Tashmish to Tashmish. The Prima Gadim says, if an outer thing is made just Lenoi, then it's a Tashmish anyway. That's why the Mezuzah cases, you can argue, the little piece of plastic wrap should be tashmish, the mezuzah case should be tashmish, it's a tashmish. Prima Gadim says, Mishnah Berurah brings it, that a sum that's made just for the beauty of the mezuzah, not for the beauty of the saran wrap, that's all right. So then that is also a tashmish kedusha. So therefore, tashmishe kedusha nignazim. Now, what? What about the bima to the Sefer Torah? What about the Aron Kodesh? So the Gemara says, it's interesting, the Gemara says that the bima, the shulchan, is the velvet that's on it, that tashmish kedusha, that touches the Sefer Torah. The bima under it is a tashmish to tashmish. In Svara, it's very hard to understand, because the shulchan is made to hold the Sefer Torah. But nevertheless, that's the psak, it's a Gemara. Gemara says if someone has to get an aliyah, he has to lean on the shulchan. He shouldn't lean on the velvet. He should roll up the velvet and lean on the shulchan itself. That's the Gemara's case. And you lean on the shulchan, which is a tashrish of a tashrish. That's why the minig is, let's say, Simchas Torah, when they lean on a table or by face oval, they spread a talis. So the Sefer Torah shouldn't be directly on the table, it's on the talis, and whatever that does to the talis. So that's the reason for that hanhaga. Now, the Birkei Yosef, the Chidah, has the suffix about the cardboard around around the Sefer. So he has two svekas. One suffix is, should we consider the cardboard a tashmish kedusha? And then the bookcase is the tashmish of a tashmish. That's one side, one nafkamina. The second nafkamina is that the tashrish hamita is not mutter in a room unless the svarim that are in the room have a double covering. See, Claire is if the cardboard is a covering or not, or it's part of the sefer itself. He has two nafkaminas. So in the Mishnah Berurah, in Simen Reish Mem, by tashrish hamita, he says it's not a covering. But in the halachis of Hilchas Kedusha Svarim in the Kufnons, there he writes that it's a tashmish, he's mekel, that the cardboard is a tashmish, in which case the bookcase would be a tashmish to tashmish, at least if you have hardcover Svarim in it. And that's his psak. So I guess Rav Pavitz Stira, for what it says in the Chidah, is Taylor the two Zebizah. So Pam told me, no, it's a hachra, that it's a tashmish, the cardboard is mishamish, the sefer. But as far as being a kisoy in Bein Ebin Yodim, it's not a kisoy. For Tashrish Hamita, it's a covered asvarim. It's achra. It's not a stira. Chidah says it's tali zabezeh, but Mishmur says not tali zabezeh. He's not bound. Not bound by that.
It's
still open. But if you have it in a bookcase, it's covered by the bookcase on the other side, and by the cardboard on one side. No,
that's as far as the bookcase. But yeah. as far as Tashrish. It's still
but it's covered. The bookcase covers. You only have to put one layer in front of it.
Would this be that help if you have a sefer and you carry in your pocket, like a small chumash, like at wedding, going to the bathroom?
If yeah.
The outer thing is considered a kiso, and then you have.
If you have a separate thing on the outside, yeah. No, it's out tonight, really. It's really out tonight. Yeah. The Tanai helps. Nitziv has a beautiful cloud. Nitziv says there's no Kedusha in Olam Hazeh unless a human being Seichel gives a Kedusha. It's a beautiful rule. It says no Kedusha to anything in Olam Hazeh unless the Seichel of a person gives it. If it snows in the shape of a Yudke Vavke, you're allowed to shovel it off your front walk. Right? There's no Kedusha Yudke Vavke that comes by itself. It has to be a human being gives a Kedusha. He's Masbid, that's why Tanai helps. A carbon has to have, what?
So even though you put it in the Kavanah, but you're trying...
You make it Tanai, you're not giving a Kedusha. The Tziv has a chula about proofs, when they make proofs in olden days. They used to have proofs to proofread for Svarim. If it has Kedusha, he says, it's made out daskei, and he writes it in newspapers, and they have divrei Torah in them. He says, if it's made out daskei, it'll be thrown out. It doesn't have Kedusha, it now be Mavazit, but it has no Kedusha. Same thing with these copies. These copies are made al das. They'll be thrown out. Nothing. It's not forever.
Even though the difference now, is by the proofs, they're not learned with. These are learned with.
They're not learned with. What's the difference? Tanai helps what? Now, what? Oh, so he's tiny. A Bechor gets Kedusha by itself. A Bechor is Kaddish Merechem. What? It's a Pugzeres HaKasav. Pugzeres HaKasav. A Bechor is Kaddish Merechem. I remember. I remember this question when we learned the Mitzvah. You're right. The Bechor seems to be an exception. Okay. Kaddish Nikol Bechor. Okay, good.
Back to
the bookcase, according to this, the bookcase you have a heter, because assuming that there are hardcover books in them, there's svarim in them, that you have, really have a heter on the bookcase in such a case. I take back what I said.
To make it tonight now, anyway?
No, tonight is not played. No, tonight has to be original. The tonight has to be original. Now, getting back to Sif Gimel, we're learning Sif Gimel. Have covers, yeah, if they have some
but
sort
the
of...
Iker, cover, Baker, yeah. Some, you have a few that are not.
Getting back to us, Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel says... Hello? Yisrael shes nadiv nero minoira lebeis haknesses imishtakeh shem bailim. If somebody donated something to a shul and they forgot the name of the owner, imishtakeh shem bailim ameyaleh shein in the kras al shemai. Says here, Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to change it. I asked the Kasha, in Sif Beis, we said, Mailam Bekaydish Ve'imai Ridin. Said, if you have a shul, you can't make it into a regular house. If you have a Beis Medrash, you can't make it into a Beis HaKnesses. Zak Tishach Yud Aleph. Shach Yud Aleph. Is going on the second part. You can even change it to a lower dvar mitzvah. Davka by tashmishei kedusha, we say you can only go up and not go down. The neiris in a shul are not tashmishei kedusha. They're tashmishei mitzvah. They're neiris that are made to give the shul the ability to daven in the shul. So that mishamish advar mitzvah. The mishamish, the people who have to who are going to be davening there, and that's called tashmishei mitzvah. That's not called tashmishei kedusha. And therefore, that's the biur, this difference between Sif Beis and Sif Gimel. Sif Beis is the shul itself, is Tashmishei Kedusha. Sif Gimel are the neiros of the shul, which are Tashmishei Mitzvah. He does bring a small qualification. He says, "Bedakim Moshe Kasev Al Zez Al Shaina." Nearly a rush peligi. He says, "Nearly a harush b'tor mechaber peligi azu kasev shasal shari smoyis tamatayus tam beis haknesses ki kasev harik b'shem haraj v'akal shaina mivim be'agos adrisha abo be'emes." Hamarik Sham Kasav Zelashain. The Marik qualifies this din. We're going to have to understand this Marik because we're going to learn the Mishnah Berurah in a minute. It says, Lafia Nias Daiti, Lo Yuchel Shum Paisik Lachlek Azesha Kasav HaMardachai. The Mardachai, which is what we started with, that Neris and Ishul are only Tashmishei Mitzvah, the Marik says, nobody can argue on it. He lay Temach, he lifted Velissim Midida, Kula Lidvar Mitzvah. He's going to the Gemara. This is 1 minute. The Rashba has a tshuva. That's if Beis. You're allowed to be Mishana to go up. Because you're going to live in this Beis HaKnesses. That's what he says. The Marik is saying that you're not allowed to be mishanit if loisapki anshe hakol itarvayu. There's not enough funds from the call for both. The miyinu amoyis l'tzar beis haknesses is vassal tamatayra, and the kedusha that the even if it's a tashrish mitzvah, if it's higher. The higher one is going to be bottle. V'chein le'el be'ezeh shoshav harajba. Avalecha she'ena mitzvah acher is bottle. Pashat shu mutu l'kuli amun. He goes on, he makes this geder. He makes a geder in Tashmishe Mitzvah, he's matzdik the idea that Neiris are different Tashmishe Mitzvah. He says like this: if you're going to take the Neiris or the candelabra out of the shul won't have a candelabra, so you're not taking it out of the shul. Even though it's only Tashmishe Mitzvah, you're not taking it out of the shul. But if you're not being married at Mikdushasa, so then you're allowed to take it out of the shul, and there's no issue. So that's his rule. The Pisrei Tshuva Sifkatan Tess Bezek some cipher that works with this rule as well. Mitzi Yechayim L'Shnois Amber Heitim I'm sure some cipher Reshim Dalid. It goes back on the other side. Need an Echad Shechola. Interesting case. He has a case. Someone became ill. Umasa Kol Svarav Lishmehem and Lahevi Yisrael Beis HaKnesses. He gave all of his svarim to a trustworthy person to bring it into the shul, and v'sham yamdu l'chola writes a little maid misaychan. The person said, "Give all my svarim to the shul." V'nisakev adav v'shanim harbe. Shloim niskayim tzavas ames. The svarim sat in storage. V'chashash keneva v'aveda bebeis haknesses. The shul wasn't secure, and they want to put it in the shul. They're afraid it will be stolen. V'ata nitchuku atzibu livnes mikva. Writes a limkar svarim. Are they allowed to now sell the svarim to build the mikvah? So herich b'chol prati din zeh v'siyumai de piska v'siyuma de piska hela, and this psak is afilu amakilun hainu dafka v'nishashay shem b'aylam. You need first of all nishtakei shem b'aylam v'gam shol yisbatla adav v'mitzul l'gamri de b'lav hachinami yes derish v'vesa kresis u'kadayma avlam chosa echad me'elu. You're not allowed to be mishan if it's missing one of the two conditions, the shakei shem b'aylim, and that you'll have a use. There's no bigger mitzvah in a shul than to have svarim for those who need to learn. There are no svarim in the shul. Even if you just separated money for it, interesting language. You now switch learning, which is Be'er Mayim Chayim, for building a mikvah, which is Be'er Mayim. Hagav kitzach yitziba mitzvah mekomek zuto legabi tamatayra ain shum makom lahatir b'shatanu shein etzvar b'shumar beis haknes de'aganav b'mein zutayna b'kamatam. So it's interesting. What somebody's saying? He's saying if they won't, that he doesn't say that. He's not saying that. He's saying that you're not allowed. I should mention Agav in the Arichas of the Shach. He mentions those. They have a Sefer Torah. On a chain, we have something that says Shabbos or Tzayim or Sefer Rishayim. So in the Arichas of the Shach, he mentions them. He says they're not Tashmishe Kedusha. He says they're not made to beautify the Sefer Torah. They're made to make it easier for the people when they take out the Sefer Torah. He says that's also Tashmishe Mitzvah. Just like Neiris, Neiris are made. You can tell Neiris are made for the Siddur. So they're not made for the Siddur. They're made for the people to be able to use the Siddur. So Mela, that's what he says. So we end up with a little complicated din. We have under any conditions, you're not allowed to be mishana if it's loy nishtakei shem b'aylim, or if it won't have the use won't exist in the shul. However, if the use will exist in the shul, and it's the shakei shem b'aylim, it's mutter. As far as hayrada, though, we have to come on to this heter of hayrada that it's only tashmishe mitzvah, not Tashmishe Kedusha. So I'm not sure. It sounds like it's not Nishtakei Hashem Ba'ilim, because the Ramah says later at the end of the Sif that if it's a Shemus Chokuk on it, it's not Nishtakeya. So what's his case? If it's not Chokuk, it wouldn't be Nishtakeya. It was forgotten. The name is there. It sounds like it's considered to be Lay Nishtakei. It's a little strange in Shul Sam Seifer that he talks about the Svarim The Sorma really Dvarisha Bikdusha. Really Dvarisha Bikdusha. But you see, it's different. You're not being Mishana them. Wherever you send the Svarim, they'll still be Svarim. The Nair, you're going to take it to someone's house. It's not going to be a Dvar, it's not going to be used for a mitzvah anymore. If there would be a Dvarisha Bikdusha, you couldn't take it to a house. No. The Svarim, you mean if there would be all the Svarim in the shul? If the shul wouldn't need the Svarim, then they could sell the Svarim. They're not being merited. The Svarim will be used as Svarim wherever they are, so they're not being merited. A crown and a breastplate. I think the Tashrishi Kedusha, they're made to beautify. I'll tell you what's interesting. The Oren, the Gemara says that an Oren is Tashmishe Kedusha. The Gemara says so. The question is, our Aronis, we have Atzechayim. The Oren touches the Atzechayim, the Atzechayim alachar Tashmishe Kedusha. And the Oren should be a Tashmish to Tashmish.
It's not different. What? To protect the
so the Oren itself, maybe because it's made to protect the Sefer Torah itself, to beautify the Sefer Torah. It's like the case of the mezuzah.
Right.
Like the case of the mezuzah. It's a good time.
As
I'll tell you, the Meiri on the Gemara though says, since it's sewn together, it's one guf. That's what the Meiri says. That it's sewn together, it's one guf. So you're asking about the crown, that the crown is on the. So we have both turrets of Mashiach. The crown is not made to beautify Atzechayim, it's made to beautify Sefer Torah. That already makes a Tashmish Kedusha. And yet to that. Right. To beautify the mezuzah, and that's why it goes in shame. Okay. Alright, the Mishnah Berurah on Neiris Beis HaKnesses, I think you'll be surprised to learn the following. It says here in Kuf Nun Dalet Sifya Dalet, Eimad Likin Neir Shel Hedyit Miner Beis HaKnesses. You're not allowed to light. They used to light cigarettes, right? From the neighbors in the shul.
Wow.
Especially in Yontif, they couldn't strike matches. Right? So they used to have in all the shuls, they used to have a Yortzeit candle so that the smokers could. Remember by the sink, all the cigarettes were up?
Yes.
Remember, people didn't want to put out the cigarettes on Yontif. So every sink in shul had all the cigarettes, people stood it up. And I remember I had an argument with my chavrusa, who was a smoker. If when you light a cigarette on Yontif, it's a psik resha for mechika, because you're going to erase. They had the brand name. One brand had it on the filter. Remember, anybody remember which one? Carlton. Carlton. Anyway, they used to have the name. So I had a chavrusa smoked. I told him, now smoke on Yontif. When you light the cigarette, it's a psik resha of nechika. You're gonna erase the letters. He said it's not a psik resha. Sometimes it goes out. So I remember we walked around the shuls looking at the standing ones to see if the lettering burnt out on them. Well, they didn't burn out on them. So finally at the end, he was masking to me, Erev Yontif, part of his achana was he took a magic marker and crossed out the lettering. So when he smoked on Yontif, he shouldn't have a shayla of a mechika. Years later, I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva. It's interesting. I think it's printed in the back of the Har Tzvi. He has Lamites Malachis. He says a chiddush. He says there's no issue. He's talking there about firewood on Yom Tov. You want to throw in for firewood, you're allowed to throw newspapers into the fire for firewood. Chas mechika. He says that's not mechika. Mechika is not when you burn a paper with letters on it. It's when you erase letters that are on a paper. But he tells us if you burn the entire paper with all the letters, that's not mechika bechlal. That would have been a heta for the smokers. You're not doing a ma'is mechika. You're getting rid of the whole thing. That's what he writes. But somebody has a source for it. Anyway, getting away from the cigarettes. I'm sorry, we're digressing. The Shulchan Aruch. Eimad likin neir shel hedyit miner shel beis haknesses. That's the first shita. V'yesh mishaymer hanimili ba'ayt she'dolkin limitzvasai. As long as it's burning for the mitzvah, v'kshetzarech l'chvaysan mutter. But you're putting it out anyway, you're allowed to do it. Ramah says, "Miu loy nagul lizar bekach, and milika behen neir shul tzara gadol, ve'efshur shadas bez the masna bekach." Maybe it's like a Tanai, since people in those days there was no electric lights, people needed a fire, So he says maybe it's Leibes de Masnakach. What's interesting is the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, an Eshel Hediv, Afuki Neshel Shabbos, you're allowed a life from it. Linian, he says, Linian, I have like a pipe shell tobacco, Meneshel Basic Nessus, I am Beshai Shu, which is basically Isser, Meneshel Tfila. Where is it? It says, the Tzarek God will eat best the Mas Nalayim. Shtubura says, here it is. Mutta Likrais, La'ar Ner Besak Nesses. Listen to Mishnebura, Sefkot Nun Beis. To read by the light of a shul, Hainu B'divrei Taira, V'loi B'kriya Shol Chayil. What are you going to do with that? Mishnebura says that you're allowed to read by the light of a shul, Hainu D'Vrei Taira, something he's davening to, V'loi B'kriya Shol Chayil. Huh? What? So you're allowed to read and electric lights are any different? Mm-hmm. What do those electric lights and neiris? And Mishavura says you're not allowed to read Dvarim Shalchayil by the neiris of a shul. What is the electric lights of a shul? Huh? You're using up the neir?
Yeah.
How are you using it up?
Are you reading?
But the nair doesn't extinguish clicker.
It's going down
as it's right, getting burned. See here also the electricity is burning. Everywhere. No, I don't mean the bulb. I mean it's electricity. It's electricity. What? So you can't read the Arshul Chayim. Can't read the Arshul Chayim. I don't know. What do you say? What? Why was it the nair basic nesses? The electric power, you're not magdish.
What's the dvarim shalchayil?
Dvarim shalchayil? I don't know. What are people looking at when they take out their phones? You know. What are they looking on? It's its own light. It's okay. It's its own light. I'm gonna start off with that. Okay. I don't know.
There's bigger problems.
What about eating? It says Talmid Chacham allowed to eat in the shul. You have to close your eyes? If you can use the shul itself, you use the light in the shul. It says Beis HaMedrash, not Beis HaKnesses, though. Here's them Beis HaKnesses. Okay, I don't know. What?
By day,
you can see without it. By night, not. Okay. All right, here in shul, we made it tonight when we started the shul. I mean, you know, it helps or something. I don't know. That's true. Why should it be us? If we're learning here that a ner shel beis hakneses is tashmishe mitzvah and it's nizrakin, so what's the biur in this limitation that you can't light from it a ner? It's a little hard to understand. The only way I can understand it is based on the Marik. The Marik said that this din of the Mardechai, since tashmish mitzvah, you can take it away. That's only when you're replacing it. But Kozman, it's there, you can't. So I understood Kozman, it's there. It has to be there for the people. They seem to understand that Kozman, it's there, it remains designated just for Tashmish for Tashmish Mitzvah. As long as it's being used for the Mitzvah. A lulav, if the yomtiv, you're allowed to throw in the garbage. But while you're using the lulav, while you're doing the Mitzvah, because you're doing the Mitzvah, you don't do other things with it at the same time. So while the Ner is being used to illuminate a shul, so maybe that's the beer in it. That's why.
You hope to dispose in every mitzvah.
I'm trying to explain what it says here. I'm trying to explain what it says. I don't know.
I'm trying to explain
what
it says.
What?
From a mitzvah. What exactly is the issue? I'm trying to understand. Because he's using the ner, he should extinguish the ner, not using it for.
You're asking a very good question. And they're Chanukah, not for the fact that there are reasons that you're not using it, otherwise you'd be allowed to use it. So Taka needs a biur. What's the issue? The only way I can understand is based on the Marik. The Marik seems to be saying that the whole din, at least by Neris Beis HaKnesses, that you're allowed to get rid of them, you're allowed to be married them, is only when it's replaced. When it's not replaced, there's no din that the Ner basically necessary. You're allowed to be
bothered. I'm always thinking about the light of the surface of the shaver. The women used it, they didn't use it, they could have used it. It's all a whole discussion.
Okay, therefore, we have a whole discussion here too. So I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, I think in the shuls it's like Bez the Masnalayim. It's a Mestam. It's a Tanai. Yeah.
Somebody had to come in and they had one candle that they spent, you know, it cost so much money for you to use it to read a newspaper. That's ridiculous.
I'll tell you, a big musser. Rav Shach, in his old lady years, his eyesight waned. So he said a reason, and the reason is one thing, but the way they used to learn, it shakes you up. He said the reason his eyesight waned was an Einish, because when he was in yeshiva, they used to give out, everyone got a candle for night seder. You got a candle for night seder. If you were a masmid and you stayed later than night seder, you had to go to the mashkiach and ask for a second candle. He would question you, you know, you're in a second candle. He would question you and interrogate you to give you a second candle. So Shah said, Ich bin gewen Hashem Adika. I was a shy boy. So I didn't ask for a second candle. I used to go around and scrape off the tables the remnants of the wax and make myself a candle for doing it. So when it came Friday night to eat by someone's house, he used to line up. And they used to give you a house to eat in. So he said, Ich bin gewen Hashem Adika. When it came to eating, I went. So he said, his Einish was that when it came to eating, Asaflish Geshemt. And when it came to a Nair, Asaflish Geshemt. That's what he said. When you hear it, you think about how they had, you know, night seder, you had to get a candle. You put the candle and you learn by the light, and they became big Tamid Dechachamim. And we have all this light, and, you know, and nice Svarim, and I don't know. Like the from Tzarag. Let's finish the second half of the Sif. It's on the second page of Sif Gimel. If the donor to the shul was a guy, was not a Jew. So it says here to look back at Simur Reish Nun Daled. In Reish Nun Daled, we learned that goyim are allowed to give nedavis to a shul. Because just like in the Beis Hamikdash, a guy could bring a carbon, a guy could give neiris or to a shul. We'll talk about in a minute. The one who donated was a guy. Also, l'shanoi safilu l'dvar mitzvah, because mashloi nishtakeh shem be'aleh me'aleh. You now be mishanet even to another dvar mitzvah, because man shem be'aleh aleh, because man shem be'aleh chokakal akelu shanasa and lo nishtakeh shem be'aleh. If the name is etched onto the keli, it's us. The shach yud beis. Let's see what the shach says. Listen to what he says. Shach yud beis. Imhoya misnad devavi kechavim. Listen to his reason. Goyim complain a lot. The Yoimer is going to say, "Ikdashti davar lebeis haknesses shel Yehudim." Look, I gave it the davar to the Jews beis haknesses. Umachru oisai, and they sold it, they made some money on it. So we know we're mishan it to a dvar mitzvah, but he's going to complain. Avol, kosef chumas harash. Avol Yisrael afilu loitzayis adivrei chazal. But a yid, even if he's not from. Upoi, and he's a big complainer. Atakantam, and everything the rabbis do. Loi chashina lepayosai. Deleke chilul Hashem bezeh. We don't care about his complaining. That's not called chilul Hashem. Umivie beis Yosef. Why is it chilul Hashem in front of a friar yid? Why is that chilul Hashem? Vidakimaish and shumis mara mizrahi, oichai dine hegdish. He says, that's not a chilul Hashem. I'll tell you, you may not agree with me, but I tell people, that when you fly and the stewardesses complain about minyan, if you're flying United, you're flying Continental, all of Ashalom, you know, they're goyim. All right, so they don't understand that we're jamming up the back. But when they're yidden, the Yiddish airline, and yidden are there, then ain't kachil Hashem, that's kachil Hashem, that you're davening in front of yidden. Yidden are supposed to agree with your davening. That's kachil Hashem. People say they don't daven well. I understand. But I'm talking about people say kachil Hashem. I don't see chilul Hashem. You see here by a mumer, there's no tain of chilul Hashem, even though by a guy there's a tain of chilul Hashem. It happens to be the guy are understanding and the yidden are the ones who are not understanding. It's like a twist, but okay, let's see Sif Dalid. Oyvi kechavim, shesnadim menoira davarach lebeis haknesses, mekablu mimenu. If a guy donates something that's a decoration for the shul, you're allowed to accept it. V'shayayimar b'das Yisrael afrash diyaisa. It has to be separating it al das Yisrael. V'mloy omar kein tonganiza. If not, you have to be gainiz it. Why? Says the Taz of Katan Zion. Shema b'liba yichashiv la'avaydis kechavim. Maybe in his heart, he's doing it for the avaydis zara. So, what? But it says that if it's nicker, then it's not. So I guess by a guy, that's the question. If it's called nicker or not called nicker in such a case, I don't know. But Tonganiza, the Christian evangelists, the Christian who are giving money for Jews to go to Israel. So giving money for Jews to go is one thing, but if they're going to give a nedava to Beis HaKnesses in Israel. So they're not doing it l'shem. They're doing it l'shem. They have this new shita. You see, for 2,000 years, they held that Jews can never go back to Israel. So they didn't recognize. The Vatican recognized Israel later than Egypt, you know, and Jordan. The Vatican didn't recognize the state of Israel because it was against their doctrine. So now they have a new shita that all the Jews have to go to Israel. You know, that's the new shita. So, you know. So, but anyway, if they do l'shem, if I desire or not. Alright, we're left with the last sif talks about Suffolk Tzedakah, and I guess we'll do Suffolk Tzedakah the day after Yom Kippur. It says the day after Yom Kippur you should go to shul a few minutes early. So we'll try to start a few minutes early. It's not half the night. The day after Yom Kippur. I book a bed shiur, I'm going to see the table to everybody.